Let's pray. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with your commandments and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight about blessings and breakthroughs and how they're connected, and to talk about how when you walk in the power of blessing other people, they will get breakthroughs, and so will you. Other people will get their breakthroughs because you're walking in the power of blessing. You see, when you pray for other people, not just for yourself, but for other people, they start getting breakthroughs. When you serve, not for your own needs, but you serve other people, you know what? Breakthroughs start coming to those people that you serve. When you're generous and you're giving and when you're hospitable, when you even do work and you offer help, it benefits other people. And sometimes you are the one who is the actual answer to prayer to someone else who cried out, "Oh God, I need help, I need something." And God sends you. And God uses your prayers. God wants to use you to be a blessing to other people, and that means you will be a key for someone else. So if you like smiling, you can smile at the people who are sitting in your row or nearby you and just say, "You're a key. You are a key. You're a key to blessing other people." Can you say that to that person nearby you? You're a key. And when you bless other people, you will also receive blessings yourself. Joseph's breakthrough in prison came just this way. Let's look at it in Genesis 42. We'll start in verse 9. I want you to remember the background, that there were two other prisoners who were among the prison population with Joseph, and they had dreams. And Joseph interpreted their dreams, and one of them got out of prison. And then it took him a while, but he remembered Joseph. And when he remembered Joseph, it was at just the right time for Joseph to get a breakthrough. So Genesis 42, verse 9 through 13, the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, and he said, "I remember my fault today." When Pharaoh was angry with me and his other servants, and he put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief baker, we each had a dream one night, he and I. And then jumping to verse 12, and there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him our dreams, and he interpreted our dreams for us. And to each man, he interpreted according to that man's dream. And it came to pass just as he interpreted for us. And so it happened. You see, Joseph blessed Pharaoh's chief butler with the interpretation of a dream. And when the chief butler told Pharaoh, it was all Pharaoh needed to know. You see, Pharaoh had a dream. That's what caused the chief butler to remember everything. Pharaoh had a dream, and he did not understand the dream, but he understood that it was a spiritual dream, that it had meaning. There was some importance to it, but he didn't know what the meaning was. And his dream interpreters were incapable of understanding what the dream was all about. That's the moment when the chief butler says, "There's a guy in prison. A Jewish guy, Hebrew, and he can interpret dreams." So he brings this to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh brings Joseph out of prison. And then Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream. Many of you know the story of the dreams. You can read about it in Genesis in this week's portion. But what I want to emphasize today is Joseph had blessed the chief butler some time before, and it brought a breakthrough for him. Do you see that? Is that clear for you? And then down the road, the chief butler becomes the instrument of the breakthrough for Joseph. Let's jump down to verse 39. And then Pharaoh says to Joseph, Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there's no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. This is amazing. Joseph is blessing Pharaoh now, and Pharaoh is blessing Joseph. Do you see how it's working? It's hard to see, well, who went first? And to be honest, you never want to try to figure that out. You don't want to try to figure out, well, who's supposed to go first? Because sometimes you have to go first. Sometimes someone else has to go first. And sometimes it's back and forth. Joseph blesses the chief butler. The chief butler blesses Joseph. Pharaoh blesses Joseph. Joseph blesses Pharaoh. You see, it just starts building up, and it becomes just a virtuous cycle. When Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream, it brings salvation. It brings blessing to all of Egypt and to all of Israel. And it saves both nations from starvation during the long famine that was ahead. Now, you never know the sequence, and it's not magic, so you can't control it. You can't say, you know what, I'm going to learn how to do this dream interpretation stuff or this stuff or that stuff. The Holy Spirit will give each person gifts, will give each person abilities, and he will enable you to use these abilities in a way that blesses other people. So you can learn, however, the principles of blessing and breakthrough. And I've been thinking this weekend, in anticipation of this weekend, I've been thinking about how powerful it is to hear the testimonies of people who have actually had breakthroughs. And so I've decided that tonight and tomorrow I want to invite some people up who will share with you some breakthroughs that they have had. And so I've actually got a crew that I want to invite up right now. Travis and Kathy Dexterhouse and Brian and Fran Stone, will you come up? This is one big happy family. Brian and Fran are Kathy's mom and dad. Travis is their son-in-law. That makes Travis and Kathy Dexterhouse husband and wife, if you can put all that together. And this microphone we need to get turned on, and it will work no matter where you stand if you're around here. And I'm not sure which one of you should actually go first to, like, set the stage. So y'all can huddle there and decide. Okay, Brian Stone's going first.
So this is going to be in stages. We didn't practice. He just said right before service, would you testify? During the season of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as a family, we felt that when Yom Kippur was over, something very, very special was going to happen. And when Yom Kippur was over, it didn't really seem like anything like we were expecting to happen was going to happen. But it did.
Well, has anybody ever been told you got a 1 in a million chance, you know, nothing, you know, things won't happen like they are supposed to happen? You know, or next to impossible. But God is in the impossible, and we found that out. And before we had our first kids, Kathy had a surgery that her tubes were messed up, so they had to remove one and leave the other, and the doctor said that to us. You got a 1 in a million chance, you know, other than in vitro fertilization, whichever. How's that called? Yeah. So that's how we had our first kids. And so, you know, we were going on the premise, never going to be able to have kids again unless we go back to the doctor. So for, I guess, a couple months now, you know, Kathy was feeling sick. I'm like, all right. You know, she's exhausted all the time. And I was getting frustrated. I'm like, come on, you know, you don't want to do anything. You know, just go somewhere. You know, I'm so tired. And to where, you know, she didn't know what was going on. You know, we all didn't know what was going on. And Fran even said, was thinking one morning, I think she needs to go see Rabbi for counseling. and so, you know, we're trying to figure this out. We're praying, and then I guess a week ago Thursday, she took a test, and it was positive. And you know, she tells me, and I'm what? No, are you serious? Show me the proof. You know, and so, you know, then we went had a doctor's appointment Tuesday, and everything was confirmed. Everything was normal, and she's been 10 weeks far at home.
So I just wanted to say, you never know when your breakthrough is coming, and it might have already happened for you, so don't give up hope. And don't give in. Keep pressing on and trust in God.
And it goes back to Brian and Eric saying, your miracle could be right in front of you, and you don't even know about it. And for 2 months, we didn't know anything. We just, you know, we're thinking she's just been sick, you know, what kind of health problems she have. And all of a sudden, boom, here's this miracle. So
awesome.
And there's one more thing. Last week, Rabbi spoke, and he said that when you bless others, those blessings jump back on you. Every night after supper, we clear the table, and as a family, we have Bible study. In fact, it's the babies who say, it's time for Bible. And we have our Bible study, and then we raise up prayers to God of what he puts in our heart. And for a long time now, we've been praying for two women who God has really put on our hearts to be able to have children. And we have been praying for that for a long time now. And here we are. We're reaching out to bless those two who the doctors have told you can't have children, and that blessing has jumped back on us, and we're going to have another baby.
This has really been a faith builder for me, because I never thought that we would be able to have more grandchildren like this. And, you know, the first night when Rabbi asked us to pray for different ones, not one person came up with something easy. You know, I mean, you know, a headache, a toe, ingrown toenail, something. And not one of you came up for something easy. And it really shook me. And as we have been going through this, you know, first with Tom Moody and how God rescued him from death. And now with this, you know, it's just been such, it has increased my faith to not just believe for us, but to believe for others. And, you know, it's, he doesn't tell us to figure it out. He said, you be a blessing. You bless the nations. It doesn't matter if they deserve it or not. He didn't ask you in his word to figure that out. All he said was, you bless. And that's what my faith has been increased even more, to not just bless this congregation, but to begin to bless nations. You know, North Korea, they need a blessing. They need their people to stop being aggressive, their government, and they need their government to start taking care of the needs of their people. And I'm asking God for that. If he can give us that one baby in a million, and he can rescue Tom Moody from death, he can do that.
I want to show you a principle that's described in Isaiah 58 that's at work in all of this. You can look at Isaiah 58, verse 6, and what's following. This is a passage that describes how to align yourself with breakthrough fasts. And the Lord says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke." You see, the fasts of God are not so much about what form they take, but what purpose they accomplish. Because the purposes that are described here are connected to the good news that's described in Isaiah 61. And then verse 7, "Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh too? Well, then your light will break forth like the morning." This is what I want you to see. When you start fasting and praying on behalf of others, when you start serving on behalf of others, you know what happens? Verse 8 says, not only will those people be blessed, your breakthrough will come too. Your light will break through like the morning light. Your healing will spring forth speedily. One and a million chance for Kathy and Travis to have a child without medical intervention. One in a million. And one in a million may be conservative. It could have been one in a billion. Because once you get up to one in a million, no one even counts anymore. We just say, you know what it means? Don't count on it. It's not going to happen. But there's a principle at work. You start praying for other people, and the blessings of God start coming to them because of what's in your heart that God wrote. And the blessings of God also start coming to you, not just to them. Your healing will spring forth speedily. Speedily. Can you say that with me? Speedily. Who needs healing speedily? You don't want to wait. You need it to break through now. Lord, we're asking for Isaiah 58 speedy healings. Your righteousness will go before you. Well, for some of us, that's not good news. My righteousness? But then think about it. Who is your righteousness? Yeshua. Yeshua will go before you. And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. You see, the Lord's saying, when you take into your heart my fast and my way of living and you embrace the power of blessing other people, I'm going to go in front of you and I'm going to come up behind you and I'm going to protect you in every way. Verse 9, "You will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and he will say, Hineni, here am I." When you seek the good of other people, friends, God breaks through for you. And it keeps going. Verse 10, "If you extend your soul to the hungry and you satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will dawn in the darkness, and your darkness will be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually, and he will satisfy your soul in drought, and he will strengthen your bones." Some of you would say, well, my bones don't really need to be strengthened. Well, some of you know exactly what that means for you or for someone you love. Their bones need strength. They need healing. They need the marrow inside the bones to be rejuvenated. They need breakthroughs. "You will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." This is the principle that's at work. You don't control it like if you do it this way, it works, and you do it this way, it doesn't. It's the attitude of the heart. You start opening yourself up to the Holy Spirit and saying, Lord, I'm your servant. Show me who you want me to serve. Show me who you want me to pray for. And you don't just let your petitions go up for yourself, but you start praying for other people who need breakthroughs. You take other people seriously. When you hear the story of someone who needs a job, you start praying for them. Well, what if you need a job? God will hear you, and he will break through for you too. The power of breakthroughs comes to people who give themselves for the breakthroughs of other people. That's what Yeshua meant in Luke 6:8. Give and it will be given to you. You pray and others will pray for you. You seek the breakthrough for others and the breakthrough will be given to you too. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be given to you. And with the same measure you measure, it will be measured back to you. Bless someone else. Give for the sake of someone else, and God will take care of you. Let me read to you some passages that summarize this in simple and powerful ways. Matthew 5:7, Yeshua said, "Blessed are the merciful, they will be shown mercy." You see, when you show mercy, mercy is shown to you. Paul understood the same thing. 2 Corinthians 9:6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Proverbs 11:24. One man gives freely and yet gains even more than he gave. Another withholds unduly, but he ends up in poverty. And then the verse right after it, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Some translations say, the one who refreshes others will be refreshed. You see, the people who are generous are going to prosper. Those who refresh other people are going to get what they need. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to understand something, that God is wanting to break through for you. That's what he's wanting to do in these 40 days of good news. He's trying to bring you out of stuff and into his blessings. How many of you would like to be brought into blessing during the balance of this year? How many of you have some one in a million chance issues too? Anybody here? Well, how many of you would like the odds turned back in your favor? 1,000,000 to 1 in your favor. Amen. We'd all be buying lotto tickets if that were the odds. The breakthroughs that God is wanting to give to us do require something. We have to be blessing other people. We have to be giving generously. We need to give our tithes generously and faithfully. We need to challenge ourselves to put trust in God, to know that he's going to break through. Malachi 3:10, I love this. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. You know what the temptation is? To bring part of the tithe in. The funny thing is, in Hebrew, tithe means 10%. It's the only thing. It means bring the tenth in. And so the whole tithe is the whole thing. And the temptation is, you know what? I can spare 2%, 1/5 of the tithe, but I can't bring the whole thing in. That's the temptation. And in Malachi, it says, you bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. And I think that's speaking of the congregations. That there may be food in my house. And the Lord says, test me in this. He doesn't say that about other things. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Now, this is not David Levine's opinion, my advice. I'm trying to represent to you what God says he wants you to know about him. And he says, here, you bring me the whole deal, the full tenth, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to fill up to overflowing what you have. I'm going to pour out so much blessing. Can you say so much blessing? So much blessing, you won't have room enough for it. Is anybody in favor of that kind of blessing? Anyone? Is anyone not in favor of that? This is what God says to us. This is true for every generation. It's true for every situation. It's true for people of every age. You may be young, you may be old. It's true for Jews and it's true for Gentiles. When we relate to God this way with our finances, God relates to us this way regarding our finances. As it is in the spiritual, so it is in the natural. And as we start aligning ourselves with God's principles for blessing, He pours out not just the blessing for us, the blessing for other people. But He doesn't limit it to that. He breaks through for us in the very areas we could never break through for ourselves. Well, if you are one of those people, you got a 1 in a million chance you're going to get a breakthrough, you need to improve your odds some. One of the ways you improve your odds is through prayer. I want to invite some people up who are going to pray tonight. I want to ask Brian and Fran and Travis and Kathy, will you come up? I want to ask John Slayton and Steve Mowry, will you come up? And Dexter and Tanya Siegler, will you come up? And Carol Cregan and Charlotte McCollum, will you come up? Some of you have had breakthroughs and some of you need breakthroughs. But every one of these people who's coming up, they can pray for you if you need a breakthrough. They trust God and believe God that God answers prayer, that God breaks through, that God loves you and wants to do miracles for you. We're in the season of remembering miracles. That's what Hanukkah is all about. And I would encourage you, before Hanukkah ends tomorrow, make sure you get your blessings. Make sure that you ask for the miracles that you need and that you come before here. You might say, well, you know what? I came last week and it didn't come yet. Well, that would be the perfect person to come up again and to ask again and to join together in prayer, believing that God is the God who breaks through. Well, we're going to close with Aaron's blessing, but I want to invite people, anyone who needs a breakthrough. If you need healing, come on up. If you have long-standing issues that you can't solve that are a million-to-one issues, come up. If you need physical healing, if you need provision, you need a new job, you need a breakthrough in relationships, you need your heart healed, you need power to be released on your behalf, come on up right now. You don't have to wait until the end of the service to the final prayer. Come up now because God wants to pour out blessings on you. And you might say, you know what? My problems are not that big. Baloney. I haven't met anyone during this time and this season in the world who doesn't have big problems. We all do. We all have big challenges and we all need a big God to help us with them. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. You can stand up. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you. The Lord cause the light of His face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face to you and give you His peace, His abundance, His prosperity. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.